This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Healthcare reform starts today.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis, the global perspective in a moment. First, in this country, a number of new health care provisions take effect today, all part of the massive health insurance reform package passed earlier this year. Young people will see some of the biggest changes, and Marketplace's Gregory Warner is with us from our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning, Steve.
What kind of benefit changes are we talking about that begin today?
Well, starting today, health plans have to guarantee coverage for children, regardless of a medical condition, and lifetime dollar caps on coverage are abolished. Also starting today, or for most people, this will be like January 1st when they renew their plan, the maximum age that you can keep your children on your policy goes up from age 19 to age 26. And, you know, listeners might be familiar with state versions of these plans that came with a lot of restrictions, and those are gone. So you can sign up your adult child, even if they're not a student, even if they're married, or if they live in a different state.
Who's going to pay for this, Gregory? Will the cost be passed on to us in the forms of higher premiums?
Well, it depends. I mean, what you mean by us, I guess. Businesses will certainly pay more, but some provisions are more expensive than others. And in fact, insuring 2 million mostly healthy young adults is pretty cheap. It's expected to raise premiums, but only by half to 1%. And most businesses say they don't plan to pass on those costs. Of course, though, if these policies result in a lot more sick people getting insurance, without that big group of healthy people to spread out the costs, then this could get more expensive for families.
And Gregory, a big part of the legislation to get people insured doesn't happen for a few years, 3 or 4 years, like in 2014. Why are young people being targeted by reformers so many years before everybody else?
Well, I think one reason is that it's become normal to be uninsured if you're young. I mean, I know when I graduated college, I was uninsured for a long time.
Yeah, me too.
And so that's the thing. And it's this big question mark around healthcare reform, which is, can millions of healthy people be convinced to see insurance as a necessity worth paying a few bucks for?
All right. Marketplace Health Desk reporter Gregory Warner joining us from the studios of WHYY in Philadelphia. Gregory, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
There's an emergency meeting in Delhi, India today over shoddy facilities and security at the Commonwealth Games. The international multi-sport event features competition among thousands of athletes from members of the British Commonwealth. Several teams, however, are threatening to pull out. Here's the BBC's Shilpa Kanan.
This is the biggest sporting event India has ever hosted. More than 40,000 workers have been scrambling to get everything ready. But with just over a week to go, the construction of the buildings where the games will be held is still going on. And representatives of the national teams who've arrived ahead of the athletes aren't impressed with what they've seen. Craig Hunter, the head of England's team for the Commonwealth Games, was shocked by what he saw.
The toilets and what have you are clearly a mess. The air conditioning isn't working. There's flooding. The hot and cold water feeds are reversed. It's just not satisfactory.
Civil rights groups claim there have been serious violations of labour laws during construction. Over 40 workers have died during the construction. Building will continue even as today's emergency meeting takes place to discuss management of the project. But organisers insist everything will be ready before the games begin. From Delhi, I'm the BBC's Shilpa Kanan for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European markets are lower at the moment. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow slipped about 0.2%, 20 points to close at 10,739. Yesterday, we got a number wrong. We were talking about how much oil could be discovered above the Arctic Circle. The potential there is 13% of all oil still undiscovered in the world. If you count oil and natural gas, the Arctic is estimated to have 22% of all undiscovered oil and gas reserves.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. By the new Rosetta Stone, introducing their latest advancement in language learning, version 4 Totali. Information at rosettastone.com/APM. And by MassMutual, with financial professionals nationwide who are trained to serve the unique financial needs of their clients at massmutual.com.
Now to the global perspective, what's happening in economics around the world and how it affects the U.S. The world's biggest offshore wind farm opens today off the south coast of England. The farm will boost Britain's wind power capacity by 30%. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London to talk about it. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
Now, this sounds like a really big project. Give us some idea of the scale of it.
100 turbines each, 380 feet tall. It should generate enough electricity for more than 200,000 homes. It cost the owner, the Swedish utility giant Vattenfall, more than $1 billion to build.
$1 billion. Now, will the Swedish company recover that investment, Stephen?
Well, the prospects are pretty good because wind power is heavily subsidized. The company gets to sell all its electricity to the grid at a much higher price than if it were generated by fossil fuels. The grid companies have to buy it. They're under a legal obligation to do so. And they'll pass on some of the cost to consumers. According to one estimate, we could be talking about an extra $20 per household per quarter. What the country gets out of it, of course, is clean energy and energy security. Here's Steve Remp, who runs an offshore wind power company in Scotland.
Offshore wind is expensive. There's no question about that. It will only survive with government support or in terms of economic incentives. But it's going to happen. I'm absolutely convinced of that.
But it is still very early days. The UK has all this capacity, but it still only supplies about 4% of the country's electricity needs. And sceptics say wind power will always be a very expensive way to go because wind is an erratic source of energy and you always will need backup generating sources, and that means more expense.
Marketplace is Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
And finally, a couple of would-be Albanian bank robbers were arrested yesterday. They tried to drill a passageway into a bank vault from a shop they had rented above the bank. If it sounds familiar to you, that's because it's the plot of the Woody Allen flick Small Time Crooks that came out 10 years ago.
Wait, who's going to work the drill?
Who's ever going to work the drill, I'll tell you now, okay? It's going to make a lot of noise.
No, no. Hey, we wrap this blanket around and it's fine.
You got to know how to work a drill like that.
Funny enough, it was the noise from the drill that caught the attention of authorities. Maybe they should have used that blanket. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.